Arden walks me upstairs and locks the door behind us. Leaning her forehead against the wood, she seems overwhelmed. Her back arches, one shoulder blade higher than the other. Her fingers curl on the knob. Motion washes through her. She's the sea drawing away from the shore.
You want to hear something crazy?
She asks.
Always,
I reply. She exhales a long breath.
I was afraid something had happened. When the real ID popped up, I was afraid your mom was logging in to tell me you were dead.
I drift through Arden's physical space and settle on her bed. It smells spicy, with an edge of dark to it. It's hard to settle into her scent because it stirs me up. I feel like I'm stealing something, cutting glances at her when she can't see. But look at her. She's made out of hearts. She has stars in her eyes. I drop my bag on my feet. That bright spark of pain is distracting and good because now I can say something. My mother doesn't know about you.
Oh,
she says. She looks hurt. I spread my hands on the sheets, her sheets. She doesn't know the difference between Warcraft and Minecraft. I doubt she realizes I even play anymore. This time, when she says,
oh,
it's softer. She slides off the door, her body gliding easily. When she moves, it's smooth, dancing from step to step, a bloom of arms and legs. She comes to sit beside me, not too close. She puts a whole body length between us. I'm disappointed and grateful. I don't want to like her for the wrong reasons, and I'm afraid all my reasons are wrong. It's weird to sit in her room, to see her real face and her real skin. I don't know how to talk to Arden outside the game. I'm used to sitting with Nuba, and she's somewhere in Azeroth, too far away for me to reach. There's an echo when I pluck at the sheets. My hands feel detached. I don't like it. Part of my body checking out on me. What if it means something bad? I haven't been not sick long enough to believe it's gonna stick, you know? But probably I'm just tired. I've been going a while. I need to pass out, but I can't do that, can I? I just got here. Uneasy, I rock forward, then back. Instead of looking at her, I look at her toes. Her bare toes, square little toes, every one perfectly straight, each nail painted but a different color, a rainbow when she walks. Finally, I say, I can leave.
Are you crazy?
Maybe.
I lean back, my thin hair crunching against the wall. I just rolled up on you, no notice. You weren't expecting me. Slipping beside me, Arden wraps herself up in her arms and studies my face.
Yeah, I was. I mean, online, but this is better, right?
It's sweet that she says that. Maybe she even means it. Looking around, I'm pretty sure it really would be the second worst thing in her world if her gaming buddy quit showing up. Oh, darn, her day is ruined. Her stepmom got the orange juice with the pulp. Wrong color car for her birthday, dang it. And I'm a dick, even thinking that. Who cares about stuff when her dad won't stop calling her son? Does the nice room make it better? No. No, it doesn't, but damn, it's not just nice. It's rich. It's about 1,000 times better than my room in Village Estates. Back there, there's barely enough room for a full-size mattress, and that's my mother's old set. The bed goes almost from wall to wall lengthwise underneath my window. The walls are gray. They used to be white because that's the only color we're allowed to paint them, but I like to put my feet on them when I read. Arden's got a TV as big as a movie poster, two computers, and a laptop. On her desk, her cell phone is charging, one of those great big ones that can do all the tricks. The air smells good. There's no stains on the ceiling. One wall is this unmarked pearly blue, and the others are sort of silver. She has art with frames and nothing stuck up with thumbtacks.